Hey guys, Eric Bischoff here, and just want to call a quick time out. I want to tell your listeners about what I've been telling everybody at Over at 83 Weeks, quite a while now, about all the cool things that are happening over at FBShows.com.
The wrestling wars are heating up as David Crockett and Conrad revisit March of 1985 on The Book. Vince has brought WrestleMania 1 to life, while Jim Crockett Promotions is preparing to be back on TBS television.
And you got Dusty Rhodes and Tully Blanchard on top, Magnum TA and Ivan Koloff for the U.S. title, $5,200 at the gate. And meanwhile, while that show's happening, WrestleMania is becoming a thing, and the wrestling wars are about to heat up, because just 1 week from now, you guys are back on TBS.
Former WWE executive John Filippelli sits down with Conrad on an all-new edition of The Insiders and discusses his tumultuous relationship with Bruce Prichard during his time with the company.
Vince was trying to, I think there were times where he tried to sort of get us to try and work together better than we were. And I was quite candid about how I felt about him, about that I didn't appreciate, you know, him undermining us or me. And I would have no part of it. And I told Vince, if he doesn't straighten his act out, I don't want, he's got to go. Either he goes or I go.
Ad-free shows members recently got to chat live with the enforcer, Arn Anderson, and hear stories of legends like the late, great Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Sharpest, funniest, wittiest guy there's ever been on this earth. I could look at Bobby and go, hey, Bobby, you got a bump on your neck. Before I could get neck out of my mouth, he had a comeback. Boom, boom, boom. And just hilarious.
It is Road Dogg and Cassio, and you're listening to...
Oh, you didn't know?
What is Road Dogg?
I don't know. I don't know what happened right before. I didn't know if... It was my seat, though, I swear. I mean, I had Taco Bell earlier, but that was my seat that did that before we came on the air. Anyway, let's change the conversation.
That was you, our producer. That's what got all over me.
Uncle Howdy back there.
I thought he signed out and gave us...
Uncle Howdy Doody, I think. no, it was definitely me breathing heavy into the microphone as we went to break. it's the sound you make if you do not use Manscape when manscaping. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. Oh, they'll get you. They'll get you. Hey, but for real, how have you been, man? You went to Denver.
Yeah, man. Went out to Denver for a week. And
what'd you do out there?
My wife was doing some work, so all I had to do was whatever I wanted. And
really?
That included sleeping late.
You basically just a trophy husband on the trip.
I was.
Yeah.
I was. And you know how you always have these grand plans? I thought.
What trophy is that, by every, the way?
Boy, it's a weirdly shaped trophy. It's like an upside down.
I'm sorry. I cut you off just to make fun of you, and that's not right on a lot
of
levels.
Looks like a world's ugliest bulldog.
Hey, they got them now. The ugliest dog contest. And actually, your dog, if you can light it right and take good pictures, cook it right. I'll tell you what. No, but you light it right, them dogs of Instagram, they pay your bills for you. If you've got a really ugly dog or a really cute one, yeah.
You need to get that goat money, man.
I do.
Goats are a hit on social media.
Yeah, many goats are a hit.
Oh, you know what I mean? Great.
You're right about that. We just sold the three that we had, the three minis. But
how big does a mini get at full grown?
So the mom of this mini is about 30 pounds. And she doesn't even come up to my knee. You know what I mean?
And
but she has horns, and she will if you mess with her kids, she'll run into you like she thinks she's a big goat. But it's they're cute as anything, man. And we're about to have some more babies right now. It's just awesome. And I don't know what that has to do with anything. Did you see any goats?
Because that's how you need to make that money on goat Instagram.
Goats of Instagram.
Goats of Graham.
Goats of the Graham. Goatogram.
You need Insta Goat. That's only goats.
We went through a couple of renditions there. I think you got it. Insta Goat or
Insta Goat
or only goats.
Only goats.
That's what it's just the picture of the goat's butt. It's like, come on, man, this is gross.
That little tail just
twitching. Bless our hearts. People listen to this.
Hearts.
I said, bless our hearts. Yeah. People listen to this.
The people
show
that listen to it, bless their hearts.
Yeah, that's the truth. I apologize, guys.
We're stuck doing this. They're volunteering to do it.
God bless America. I love my life, and that's a shoot. So Denver was cool. Well, you were a mile high, right?
I was, man. I went and I did every day. You know how every vacation when you don't have anything to do, I told myself every day I was getting out and going on an adventure. That didn't start for about 48 to 50 hours. A lot of hotel time.
What was so? That's the best, man. And I'm. It sounds so weird, but it's true. You go, like people go, oh, you got to go all over the world and go to these cities. And yeah, but I kind of just stayed in the hotel room the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, if you go outside, you have to interact with all those people. And more often than not, it's the people of Walmart at 3:30 in the morning. And you just go like, where am I? What am I doing here? And then I go like, oh, yeah, I need eggs.
Yeah, the first 2 days, I kept thinking I wanted to do something, but literally – in the parking lot of our hotel was a Walmart and a Chick-fil-A. And I went, well, I don't need to venture.
There's no need. I would have got Chick-fil-A and then rode a buggy around in Walmart while I ate it. My adventure.
Here's what got me out of the house, and I knew I was in the wrong place, is their Chick-fil-A serves cauliflower sandwiches.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Breaded. If I set it on a counter next to you, you would think it was the chicken sandwich. It looks just like it.
Hey, I watch a lot of HLN and Oxygen. People have been murdered for a lot less than that. You make me take a bite of a cauliflower Chick-fil-A sandwich, and there's a chance you don't make it out of there. I'm throwing hands for sure, but I am older. And
what was the old Tracy Smothers? I'm going to come out there and kill all of them.
I'm going to kill everybody. Dies.
Mass homicide.
Everybody dies.
Everybody dies. If you sneak in a cauliflower Chick-fil-A,
I promise you this, I will punch you in the throat as hard as I can with a right from God's Greenland, and I'm going to hit you with everything I got.
A room full of manslaughter.
I'm outraged.
Yeah.
Right now.
I don't know what I thought it was going to taste like. I looked at it and like the fake hamburger and they go, it tastes like hamburger.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't advertise it that way, but when it looks like the sandwich, I thought, well, maybe it's got the same breading on it. I'm going to bite it and this is going to be a healthy alternative. I bit it and I went, well, it tastes like cauliflower on a bun, which is not.
Hey, and as far as healthy alternatives, I'll die tomorrow, thanks. But I ain't eating no goddamn cauliflower Chick-fil-A.
They got me because I missed lunch that day. That's how healthy it is. Just don't eat.
Oh, I tell you what, you know, I would.
I lost my.
Heck, I could do cocaine and be on that diet.
Exactly. The not eating. We got.
I think I stayed skinny during the Attitude Era.
It was not a good experience.
My word, I'm angry about that. Actually,
you should be.
And I shouldn't be.
On point.
My wife actually, and I probably your wife does too. Probably eat stuff like that. My wife will eat a pizza, a cauliflower pizza, in a heartbeat because it's no calories in the carbs and this and that. Okay. Good. And if I could do that, I'd do it with you, but I can't. I need my pizza to have a crust on it and my daggum Chick-fil-A to have a bun on it.
Have you had, like, buffalo cauliflower nuggets? Like, they coat them and put it, and they're good. But that's what I really know I'm getting.
Yeah.
When there's a Chick-fil-A involved.
Yeah, and you take a bite. Yeah. It's like when you take a bite, some drink of somebody's drink. And, yeah,
you think it's water, and it
wasn't what you thought it was. Yeah. You know what I mean? Excuse me, Your Honor, this is straight vodka. I don't think you should have it on your desk.
Look, don't get me wrong. I've ate worse food, okay?
Yes. 100 times. 100 times. Trinidad Tobago, one time, I don't know if I've told the story on here, me and Brian Christopher, God rest his soul, got hamburgers on the side of the road, and the dude just put ketchup and onions all over the hamburger patty and put it on there and gave it to us. And that was how it was. And we were like, okay. So I took a bite of mine and I thought, oh God, this is just like a hamburger from the side of a road in Trinidad Tobago. And so, but Brian Christopher freaks out. It tastes like crap. Well, yeah, he throws his hamburger on the ground. Well, there's dogs everywhere. And a dog runs up and literally runs off with the buns and leaves the meat laying on the ground in Trinidad. He left the meat laying right on the ground. And Brian Christopher popped so hard. I told you that dog wouldn't even eat that. Meanwhile, I was like 3/4 of the way done with mine.
Well, this dog will.
Yeah. I was chowing down. It was 3 a.m. Where do you think we stopped there to eat for?
Even the dog will eat it.
No, that's a true story, too. Brian was a great dude. He was a lot of fun to be around.
Oh, man.
What are we doing on this week's show?
This is it. We're going to have fun. It is a Ask Dog Anything.
You're dang right we're going to have fun, because if we're not, I'm signing out now.
We have got... You hear some of these questions.
Oh, really? Some good ones?
There's some wild ones. There's a lot that don't have to do with wrestling, which is really...
awesome.
That's what we're keeping on our toes. Yeah.
Yes. That's what I hope for.
Let's start digging into these. We got a bunch to try to get to.
Okay, cool.
Let's start off... This first bat, by the way, we're going to do Top Dog at the end of the episode, where we find out if you're a better sports entertainer than 3 other sports entertainers.
You know what I found interesting with the Top Dog segment? I'm not a better sports entertainer than about half of the people we've talked about.
Well, you started strong. Now you're at a 500 record.
Yeah. I feel like it's about 500.
I think today we might get you back on track.
Naked Midian actually texted me 20 minutes ago, wanting to hook up and talk.
And
I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. And he said, thank you for saying I was better sports entertainer than you were. I'm just kidding. He doesn't listen to our podcast.
Oh, I was about to say, please tell me he's coming on naked.
No, but hey, we can get... Dude, I didn't even think about Naked Midian.
Huh?
Naked Midian will come on anytime, anywhere, and I don't care if he does come on naked. I'm
Clothes
naked from the waist
naked.
Down.
Let's
you
go.
Don't know. Okay, that's in.
Marcus, what if we had to do 5 minutes
still,
of that
Marcus
show?
Quit?
Yeah, clearly. Okay, cool. I think it's just, I don't even know if we're recording right now.
Well, if somebody can write down Naked Midian.
Naked.
yeah, with two E, with an E and two K's.
Naked.
Naked.
Okay, all right. We're going to get,
thank you,
at least
good.
For 5 minutes of that show, all 3 of us need to be naked.
Oh, yes, that's
at
not
least.
Happening.
Shirtless, we can go nips up.
Hey,
let
me ask you this. I am intrigued by your wife's CrossFit deal.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's so when you say she was out there for work, was that that's not cross, that's her hobby, is to train immediately.
Yeah, she does coach
really
that,
hard.
But that's her side gig. She they just had the CrossFit Open, and to get to the quarterfinals, you have to be in the top 10% in the world.
Holy mackerel.
And she got 11%. She's real hot about it. She wasn't even trying to get there. And so she was like, she was supposed to be happy with 11%.
Yeah. And truth be told, she should be.
She's better than 89% of the people. 89%
of everyone on the earth.
Right.
But if I were you, I'd be pissed.
Now she got close. She's like... Well, I could have did more. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. You got to be happy.
I mean, yes, you could have, but you didn't.
89% of all other people.
Look, and I'm in that 89. Look, right. I'm not even figured into this 100%, to be quite honest with you. I can't cross my legs good, much less cross them to fit. You know what I mean? I mean, it just don't work. I mean, so look, my wife used to be a bodybuilder. She's a beautiful, incredible woman, but she had neck surgery, and the same neck surgery that Cena and Kurt Angle had. And she almost got paralyzed. And so she's lost a lot of mobility and stuff. And so she's not there no more. But I, when I was a young man, she was there. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was a trophy deal for me. And I feel like that's kind of how you are too.
Oh, 100.
And you just go like, man, this is cool. And now it's just like, yeah, we're old and fat together, man. Let's just live and love and laugh. You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about in reality. And when you get older, you kind of realize like, oh, doesn't matter what I look like, right? I mean, you want to be healthy. You want to be, you know what I mean? You don't want to die. But guess what? Everybody's going to. Every man want to go heaven. No man want to die.
I'm also 10 years older than her. So I'm like, when you get my age, you can see what it's like.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
So have you not, are you, like, it's so crazy to me, and I know this is off topic, and I apologize, but
this is what this show's for.
Yeah, I, how did y'all meet?
She actually approached me. She actually approached me at a concert. You know, I do the radio, so she had heard the radio show, approached me there, and she wasn't as big into the CrossFit then. Since we've got together, she's got more into that. I mean, she's always.
And she still likes you, though?
Well, I don't mean, she's here.
Do you think she does? She's here. Are you sure?
She fills the void with chickens. So
hey, that door is closed. Are you sure she's there? No.
She might be outside.
Here's the deal. I did not know you were older than her, though. That's even cooler now to me.
We met on an app called Grindr, and I believe that was it.
The rest is history.
Craigslist or something. eBay. I don't know.
I think we met on Etsy. I made her look. I made her this mommy shark. I made that on Etsy, and she saw that, and we started talking.
And then now she's like, "I'm not telling you to lose weight. I would just like you to live longer,
to be healthier."
Yeah, I got it.
You fat mother. That's what I wish they would say, because that's the language I speak. You know what I mean? Like, just my wife's like, "No, you're not. You're tall, though." That's what she says, bless her heart. She loves me so much, she will look right in the eye and lie to me. Like, you're tall, though. You wear it well.
You wear it well.
Yeah.
When I see somebody on TV, like a wrestler that's billed at my same weight, I'm like, look, me and him.
Same
who looks
size.
Fatter? You know, look, on TV, it's
me
not a
and
good
Bobby
look.
Lashley. Now, who looks...
We're the same weight, babe.
Same exact weight. Yeah, I think I'm taller than him.
You want Brock to lose weight?
Yeah. He looks awesome.
She's like,
I'm
no.
sorry I took us on. I'm not sorry I took us on that sidebar, because that was interesting and I got to know something about. So she did it. Did she do it to lose weight?
CrossFit?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just started wanting to get healthier. And, yeah, you know, yeah, like yeah. every Check. Cult, you get deeper Check. Into it. the more Kool-Aid she drank.
Yeah, no, that's, but look, that's true. She does that crap, and it makes her feel great, and it releases endorphins and the whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
I have worked out in my life. I just don't like it much.
It was a lot of work.
It was work involved. Even the recumbent cycle where I'm seated, I must move my legs. You know what I mean? And the bending of these knees these days is... It's like a crazy straw. Look,
the last thing I do would be stop her from doing it. I'm like, you want to go for 2 hours today?
100%.
Yeah, 100%. Go rock it out.
I'm with you. Because that's for you and her, and I don't mean that nasty.
The funny part was when it shut down during COVID, and that was when she first started working from home, and so she would sit there all day and go, hey, just act like I'm not here. You can do whatever you normally do. And I'm like, this is it. This was it.
I've been doing it for 2 hours that you've been watching me.
She's like, but if I wasn't here, what would you be doing? And I'm like, still doing this, just naked. just still watching movies or video games, just naked.
Oh, bless our hearts, man. Bless.
I'd probably have more crumbs all over my chest.
Yeah, I would definitely have more crumbs, and I would not have brushed my teeth yet.
Yeah, I would have got fast food today and not ate a cauliflower Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Oh, God. But look, we're having fun. But I do like to eat. I do, man. Look, I love my new thing is Uber Eats. I can't get it in my house because I live in the woods. So that's a good thing.
Really? You're not even in Uber Eats territory.
Can't get internet there either. I kind of like that part. The Uber Eats kind of makes me mad. But so when I go on the road, I get Uber Eats, KFC, and then Pop Pies. Honey, hush. Are you kidding me? You hadn't had the pot pies from KFC? Bro. I'm saying, if you'll take a bite of a cauliflower chicken sandwich, you'll dive into this pot pie from KFC.
You know I ain't scared to put anything in my mouth.
They also, well.
I had a cauliflower chicken sandwich.
That's what Brian Christopher said at 3 in the morning at Trinidad Tobacco. All right, let's ask some questions, man. We've gone too far.
No, this is what this is about. Guess what? We don't get to them. We'll ask them next.
We're coming back with episode 2 of Ask Dog Anything.
Part 2. This time, we're actually going to answer questions for you. The first one we did.
We're thinking
not.
About it. Yeah. Or they'll just make jokes, poop jokes. And
all right, this is. Look, let's just start here then. Let's get into it. Keep us on a roll.
Yeah.
Duck Boy, 2134 from the ad-free show's Discord. He wants to know, what's Road Dog's favorite restaurant?
Ooh.
See, that was a lot there. I love it.
Look, that's not my favorite restaurant. Would probably be a good steak place. I ate a Longhorn the other day. That's not a good steak place, but it's a better than you're going to get at Quincy's. Oh, you remember Quincy's?
No, Sizzler. This is my dad.
It's better than Sizzler. Better than Steakout. Y'all have Steakout up there?
The delivery place?
Yeah.
I think it might be different, but we have one.
Yes, it was called Steakout down here. They bring you like a steak and baked potato to your house.
Oh, yeah. That, I mean, it's the same principle.
Ours is real good. Like a Ruth Chris or somewhere that you know the steak is just going to be. There's a place in here in Pensacola that I haven't gone to. Me and my wife looked at the menu last night. I think it's called The District, and it's got an incredible menu, but the steak is supposedly one of the best steaks in Pensacola. So I like a good steak restaurant, and I guess if I have to name one specifically, I like Ruth Chris. They always always come out with a top dollar piece of meat.
From the AFS
Discord. No cauliflower. I don't think they have any cauliflower at Ruth
Chris. No cauliflower on the menu.
No.
Professor Plum wants to know. What does the second G stand for in Road Dog?
Get it, got it good.
Oh, get it, got it good.
No, okay. I think the G stands for, I don't know, what did Fred G stand for? What did his G stand for?
Oh.
Fred G Sanford, and the G
is
stand for.
Is that real?
I don't know.
Gangster.
Yes, I'm going to say that. The second G stands for.
It's for gangster.
Gangsta. But
all right.
A, no hard R.
Drew Landry wants to know, in your mind, what keeps Natalya Neidhart from being in the top women's spot? Love to see her in a feud with the top face and take the gold for a solid championship run.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Look, I think if anybody, I don't like to chime in and say, you deserve it, because not everybody deserves it that people think deserve it. You know what I mean? Yeah. People go, you deserve a title opportunity. And I thought, you don't know me. You know what I mean? Like, you don't give the company on, you don't put the company on my shoulders. not these shoulders. Wrong. You got the wrong cat. And I didn't want it either. You know what I mean? That was just different. I wasn't a part of my plan. What were we talking about again? Oh, why Natty on top. Natty is one that I would argue you deserve it. You know what I mean? Like, she has been there forever. She is the stalwart and the workhorse. And I think that's actually apropos because they have some type of health nutritional supplements now, Natty and TJ, that are, I think, called Workhorse. Anyway, you can look that up and snort it at your risk. For me, you could argue Natty deserves a title run, and I think she would be a good champion. I think you could book it in a special place in Canada and have her win the title and have her have a good run. And I don't think anybody would bat an eye at that. So I don't know. I don't know to answer why she hasn't, but I could definitely suggest, yeah, she could, and I would be behind that.
Prince Phoenix 77 on the ad-free show's Discord wants to know if you could come back and team with any one person for a run with the titles, why would it be Cassio, and what would the team name be?
Well, we'd be the Mountain Critters. I mean, that's goes without saying.
I thought we were going to be the Gator and the Tater.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's we're the Mountain Critters, Gator and Tater.
Gator and Tater, the Mountain Critters.
Yeah. That's it. And so I don't know if there's a t-shirt
mountain
made.
Critters. Oh, my gosh.
Gator. I'm Gator. He's Tater.
We're Gator and Tater.
Together with the Mountain Critters. Let me tell you something. We've been up in them woods digging and scratching and crawling, pulling snakes and all kind of eerie, scary things out of them mountains. We're going to come to Dothan on Friday night. Me and my brother Gator are going to grab you in our jaws and roll and twist you until you come apart piece by piece. And then we're going to take what's most precious to you, those tag team titles, and we're going to turn them sideways and shine them up real nice and shove them up. Sorry. I got off on a tangent there.
I felt it, though.
It was a promo.
We're at a starting point.
Yeah. There's something there.
Yeah, there's a baseline.
Let's not negate the weight of what just happened.
Well, he actually got a little depth to it, too. We were growing real fast.
It was good. It got better. I got more serious. I thought, I should really probably do this well. I'm known for having a decent promo. So halfway through, I kind of got serious.
Like, wait, I'm going to be judged. Okay.
People are judging me on this for sure. And you know I'll hear, oh, Dax Harwood cuts a better promo than you do. I go, okay, whatever, I'm sorry.
From the AFS Discord, Smith wants to know, why does such a great sports entertainer have such a terrible sports entertainment finish? Like a pump handle slam. Look at this.
Look at that.
We went video game. Look at that.
I know we did, and I want to ask, what was his name again?
Smith, that's all he left.
Smith, I would like to ask you, what is your problem with me getting behind people and like that for momentarily and then like scooping them up and dropping them to their back as I flat belly with them as to make the momentum of the drop greater?
Look like it hurts.
With our combined weight, the gravity is greater.
I've never been pump handled, but look like it hurt.
I've been pump handled, but I did spend some time in the Milton Hilton over here. So. That's what we call it. It's in Milton, Florida. They call it the Milton Hilton.
Hey, is Milton the amputee capital?
There. Say that again?
Is Milton, Florida, the amputee capital of the world? Is that that city? Have you heard that?
No.
Have you not heard about this?
Hey, for a shoot, I know a guy named Johnny Arm who...
Johnny Arm!
That's his name, and that's what we call him, and that's what he is, and that's what we've called him for 25 years, and he's from Milton, so it definitely could be.
There's a city in Florida, I thought it was Milton, that got a huge scandal because the whole city found out if you would, like, lose a digit, the insurance company would send you 10 grand.
Oh.
So then everybody in their family would go, well, I'm going to take a bird finger off. Then they would start pricing everything out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just was like, well, I mean, you get 100 grand for a leg.
Well, look,
you know what I mean?
I want to tell you something. That is ridiculous. I just... I hope everybody's watching on YouTube so they know.
This is why you should watch on YouTube. I'm a Marcus.
So what was the last question?
I don't know. We got off on amputees.
It don't.
You lost a thumb. We'll get into that story later.
Yeah.
Sir Danforth.
Sir Danforth.
What would Dog have fantasy booked for the roadie angle? Also, was there any teams he would have liked to work with as the Outlaws but didn't have the chance to?
Yeah, so look, the
roadie. We've covered some of this in some past shows.
Yeah, but it's look, I it's a personal question, so yeah. I'll give him my personal opinion. I wish the roadie angle would have played out how it was supposed to play out, because I think in my mind, I at the time especially, I wasn't into booking at all and didn't even know what it meant. But I loved the story that we were telling. It just personally, for one of the talent involved, he wasn't being taken care of. He wasn't being compensated financially like he should have been. So the story got broken in half. You know what I mean? And so right. What I would really love, and that's nobody's fault. That's just business. That's how business happens. You know what I mean? And business don't give a about your feelings. just like the facts don't. But I would have loved for it just to play out and let us finish it and see where it went. Cause you never know what would have been, you know what I mean? You never know what could have been. You can imagine what could have been, but even with the roadie, I didn't think, I was just having fun doing that too. You know what I mean? That was a blast. And I was in the wrestling world, but I only got bumped like once or twice a night. Cause I would just feed in and take somebody's finish for Jeff. And so it was awesome. As far as me and Billy working with everybody, to be quite honest with you, the only people, and I got to work with them, not with Billy, as on the indie circuit a couple of times, and so, but Rock and Roll Express, I would have loved to work with Rock and Roll with Billy, especially like when we first got started, when we were heels, and we were hungry, like that would have, I just feel like that would have been a great match. And then we got to work with the Warriors, the Road Warriors, so... like, I don't know, man. If you're a tag team in the world of wrestling in the past 100 years and you don't want to work with the Warriors, like, I don't know. I don't know what your problem is. But
you're
if
even getting in the tag team sport. Yeah.
You, that's a bucket list thing, and I got to scratch it off. You know what I mean? So there's some teams now that I, and I said this on Twitter earlier. Somebody asked me, a question about the same question basically, and I said, man, I would love for me and Billy to have worked as baby faces against his children. To me, that, and I even went so far as to dissect a little bit of the creative of the match and say, heat on Billy, hot tag to me. And I say that because I think you gotta get there's gotta be sympathy with Billy. And so they'd have to cut his knee down because he's so big and tough and strong. And only his kids could be snide and crappy enough to be on him like bloodhounds, you know what I mean? And just be all over him. And finally he gets that hot tag to me. And I've been watching them beat up my best friend for 10 minutes, you know. And I wouldn't hesitate in the slightest to beat the crap out of those boys. You know what I mean? And I don't think he would either. I think he would lay it in as strong as I would. But even in your mind, when I watch brothers punch each other, it always feels weird to me in wrestling. In wrestling. When I've seen brothers punch each other my whole life, believe you me. Some of them coming really close like that at you. And so that doesn't bother me. But when I watch wrestling and I know it's not legit – physicality. If I saw Billy beating up his sons, it's just not, it's like, oh, I don't want to see that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's maybe just me. But that's why I went into the thought process of, give me that hot tag and let me give them boys some of what fur. You know what I mean? Even if they cheat and beat me at the end, which I think keeps Billy strong and helps me. I'm already thinking about the psychology of this match.
You're into
and the promotion
so
of it. Yeah. But I do. It would be fun, and I would have a blast doing it. So I hope that answers the question somehow. In the side chat, it says the pump handle looks a lot like a lot of pressure on the ball bag. Like, is he, I don't know what he was.
Yeah, because you went flat face down. Was that?
Oh, yeah. The only
did
time
you ever
I ever
yourself?
Hurt. No, the only time I ever hurt that region was on, this is not going to be funny for me, but it's going to be funny to you. I hurt that region and think I broke my nose at the exact same time from an F5. And so
really,
you think what you want to. I got a big nose. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I see where this is going. By the way, for the record, before we go any further, Vernon, Florida was the
Vernon. Money earning Mount Vernon, dog.
They were known as now Nub City. They started with the Nub Club and it blossomed into Nub City.
Come on, man. Come on.
Hey, they found out millions. They did millions just in this one town.
Really?
Yeah, an insurance agent.
Where did you see about that?
There's a whole documentary that came out
that's
in the
80s. I want to hear. Oh, really? Oh. It came out in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. It's fascinating.
On Vernon, Florida.
Yeah, Nub City.
Well, I know what I'm watching tonight. Hashtag
How far is Milton from you?
Milton from me is 20 minutes.
I mean, what about Vernon?
I'm going to look it up. I'm not sure where it is. I drove to Dagum, Orlando 4 times last week, but I didn't see Vernon one time, but I know I probably went through it.
Says it's in the Panhandle.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I feel weird about looking it up while we're on the podcast taping.
That's what we're doing. Florida is in Washington County.
I don't know. I don't know where that is.
Where's Washington County?
I'm in Santa Rosa County.
It's near Sylvania, Macomb, Gum Pond.
Good God, Gertie. Where are you talking
about?
Oh,
it's over near the line. It's near Red Bay.
Near what line?
Alabama, Dufuniac Springs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, look, that runs right.
Chipley, Bonifay. It's south of Bonifay.
Oh, okay. I know exactly where it is. It's probably 45 minutes from my house.
I mean, Nub City's worth driving over, isn't it?
Hour tops. Well, I mean, maybe I'll go over there.
Cutting your cousin's limo. Isn't that Operation Kia Sportage? What now?
Yeah.
That was okay. All right, let's keep it going. What we got? Steve H., leaving substances out of it. If you could turn back time, what's one thing in your career you would do differently?
Oh, but just pay attention. Like focus. And that's not just in my career. That's in my life. I wish I would have taken... look, this is difficult for me because I'm torn. I'm torn about it. But it's... I had a great time, and I continue to do so, and I say I wouldn't change a thing. But if I could, of course, he said not to mention substances. Too bad it's my podcast. I'd stop doing substances. But no, I would think more. I would use my head more. I'm not a stupid person, but I'm not a smart person either. So, and I don't give myself enough credit for what I do know, and I don't... I'm insecure, so I don't want to say something and be wrong. So I keep, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things going on in my head. But I know now, look, it's the old song. If I only knew now what I knew, you know, what I did know now. Or however the friggin' words go. I screwed it up 7 times.
I didn't know then.
Yeah, we'll play it after the thing goes off. but I just, man, I could have been, the road dog could have been something, could have been I mean mid-card, I don't mean top guy, and that's not what I'm talking about either, but I'm talking about longevity and a place and a character standpoint, road dog minus substances and minus just being a blithering idiot. I think had longevity and could been turned heel and babyface and you know what I mean? And I think there was a place for that character for a lot longer than I let it exist.
James L. Corey, I hate to get deep here. I know we're having a fun show, but every now and then you got to get serious.
Yeah.
James L. Corey from Ad Free Shows wants to know, dog, if you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself?
Yes, 100%. But especially if I was one of those, what are those hot dogs like Nathan's, the Nathan's hot dogs that they sell at the store now? Hey, dog, I used to be just a guy that grabbed a pack of wieners and went home and loved them. That was me. That was me through the 80s. How do you think I paid the bills? No. But in the hot dog world, there are levels to this stuff, bro.
Yeah.
And Nathan's is on another level.
All dogs are made equal.
No. And you can't teach them all new tricks.
JNAP1 says, Bluefield, West Virginia, Indy Outlaw Mud Show.
Yes.
You and Billy, DDP,
yes.
April Hunter, a blizzard.
Yes.
Promoter tried to bail because he couldn't pay guys.
Yes.
And I was pretty sure Billy was going to kill him. Any memories of this? And if this wasn't your worst independent ever, what on earth was?
So look, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. It was not the worst ever. There have been plenty that have been worse, a lot worse. This one was bad. But as far and few as these are, in between, it does happen. Does, things happen. People try to leave with the money box. The promoters all of a sudden are gone. Like, it's in the indie world, crap, you go to the carnival, you're going to get carnied, And so that's the way that works. But we were actually there. You named all those people. Like, we were with good company. We were with good friends. We were, we signed a bunch of autographs. So we made money by selling our merchandise at the time on the indie circuit. So it wasn't like we flew up there and got, it was in a blizzard for real. And the guy got stuck and we had to go get pulled out. Some mishaps on that, but I was with Billy. When you're with your best friend, Or dang sure one of them, you make the best out of it. And truth be told, where me and Billy are right now, if I'd have started getting negative and being pissy about it, he'd have checked me. And if he'd have done it, I'd have checked him and go, oh, really, really? That's what people can't eat right now. And you're going to say that? You know what I mean? We would have said something really a-hole-ish to the other to snap him out of it. You know what I mean? And then be like, oh, you're right. Look at this idiot. Whatever.
Brad Stanton wants to know, in what venue would you want your last match to be? Road Dogg's last match.
And so I almost had it that way, but I'd say Chicago. And the Usos did beat us for the titles there. And that was cool and fitting and felt good. But I will bring up again that they beat Billy, not me. I just think that's important. Words matter.
They're just
language
facts. Just
matters.
Details.
Yes. Details, facts. They're important. Yeah. Yeah. You can't just go forgetting history.
Context. The Wrestle Nerd Figure 4. Says, thank you for your service, dog.
Oh, thank you for thanking me.
And then he said, do you prefer the all-natural Jerry Curl WCW hair, the WWE braids, or the USMC high and tight?
Wow. I have had several hairdos as I felt I've lived several lives doing all that. Like the military was. Look, I keep a kind of a high and tight now for several reasons. I like it like that. My hairline's receding. That's two. I have a huge bald spot in the back. That's three. So I keep it tight to the head, The braids were a pain in the arse, to tell you the truth. They were difficult to get done and to maintain, and they hurt. They hurt bad. Or maybe I'm just a sissy.
But so what about the curls?
The curls were just, look, that's not, that is honestly, and I,
if no you product? Look through,
no, nothing. Water in the hair and shaking it, and that's that. And if you look at my brother Brad's hair, my brother Scott's hair, even Steve's hair, everybody in my family had naturally curly hair. And it's so tight, curls. My brother Scott, literally in the 70s in Marietta, Georgia, had perm of the year at his high school. That's not a made up story. He has a picture in his yearbook to prove it. He had a perm this big. It was huge, and it was the 70s. He had baggy pants, and
perm of the year, baby.
Yes,
P-O-Y, baby.
Yeah, poi. Look, they don't even do poys no more.
No,
we don't even do POYs.
I think. Let's bring it back as a segment on here. If you've got a perm, send it in.
Yeah.
And we'll give you perm of the week. Pow. Quaze says, do you have any lingering injuries these days from your time in the ring? Any particular spots or bumps you can point to that are to blame for those injuries?
Yep.
And how does Road Dogg manage the aches and pains these days?
Okay. That's a legit question. That's a great question. I do. Have really bad arthritis in my knees and ankles and feet and hands. I don't know how to describe this, and so I'm probably going to sound stupid doing it, but I was very balls of my feet, bouncy when I work. I know I look like a big lumbering idiot, but in I was very on my toes a lot, and so I hit my heel. I also wore shooter boots, so I didn't have protection. I hit my heels a lot, taking bumps. And my knees from wiggle, wiggle knee, my left knee hit the ground at least once really hard every night, because the harder I hit my left knee on the ground, the worse the knee looked that I was dropping on the guy. And so I would try to really snap that one, and my left knee now is horrible. You know what I mean? And my lower back is not as bad as a lot of guys, so I knock on wood and thank God for that. And if I lost some weight, as we've talked about quite a bit on here, you fat sons, it wouldn't be so bad on my back. You know what I mean? But yeah, I have lingering injuries that are just there. And look, I don't know if all of them are, or if I have all my faculties or not because of past injuries or head injuries. You know, I just don't. You don't know until you get old and you go like, oh crap, yeah, I'm forgetting a lot of things. Like, I'm at a point now where I just forget things. Like, I just, and everybody does this. You walk into the room and go, what the crap did I walk in here for? That's where I'm at now. But if I stop and think through it, I remember, and I go like, oh, I had to poop. That's why I'm sitting on the toilet. Why am I sitting on this toilet?
Do we have cauliflower?
Do we? Hey, is cauliflower, does that give you normalcy? And is that one of the selling products?
I don't know what the selling product is of cauliflower. It's
hey, do we
there.
Have any advertisements to do?
We might. We'll get to them.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what's advertisers? What is that? Let's get this one. This is going to be deep for you, Doc.
Okay, cool.
Our buddy Charlie Thrower, as we switch over to our Twitter, at You Didn't Know Pod, at Brian Hardy James, at The Casio Kid. Charlie wants to know, Mr. Dog, who would win in a shoot fight, James Bond or Jason Bourne?
Oh, Bourne.
Really?
The fighting techniques are such now that James Bond, even if it was Daniel Craig, wouldn't stand a chance.
Oh, any Bond? What's the strongest Bond, you think?
Well, look, I'm old as crap, so I say Roger Moore. But and truth be told, I haven't really seen a Bond movie since Roger Moore.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
None of the Daniel Craigs?
I really haven't. And my brother told me like a lot. I'm like, oh, that movie's great. And I don't know. I'm not into him. It's Roger Moore, damn it.
But Bourne still got Roger Moore.
Oh, in a heartbeat. I think he's dead now.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Oh, you meant in character.
I'm not going to drop him up. Yeah. Weekend at Bernie's him in an MMA fight.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
But to me, Bourne, my favorite thing is when he's sitting in there and he tells the person across the table from him, I don't know why I know this, but the guy sitting up there can handle himself. He's the driver of that truck, and there's a gun in the glove box. And he goes through the whole deal, and he's like, I don't even know why I know this. But, like, to me, that was the best thing ever. Like, he reads the room. He predicts the thing. I like to think of myself as Jason Bourne. I always sit with my back against the wall in a restaurant. but I'll tell you what. Now, I'll give you this. Jason Bourne versus Denzel Washington in, what was that movie he was just in, where he kills everybody?
That's all of them.
Yeah.
Training Day. I don't know.
No. It's later than this. What is it? He's a
Man on Fire.
Oh, that's a goddamn, that's a great one too.
It's a great movie.
No, this is The Equalizer. The Equalizer. Yes. I didn't like the second one so much, but Denzel Washington in the first Equalizer versus Jason Bourne. Now we got a fight on our hands that I don't think we can call the finish of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not writing a finish. I'm going to say, figure it out, boys. See you out there.
Let's get to Yambag Jones.
Oh, old WB.
Yam Big
YB.
Love.
It should be YB.
He wants to know, Dog, who was the best wheel man you've ever drove with, and who did you know never to get in the damn car with.
So the best wheelman ever was my father. No doubt about it. Like he would literally like, you go, Dad, you want me to drive? And he's like, no, I'm good. And he would never let you drive. And then you'd see him like reach up and slap himself in the face, yeah, like really hard. And I go, Dad, are you tired? So then if you were driving, he would, because I also will go on record saying, I'm a pretty good wheelman myself, because of sitting in the other side of the car with my father and brothers driving. Brad was a great wheelman, okay, but he too learned from my father. And that's as far as knowing the road, seeing a truck that needs to get over and brighten them so they know to get, you know what I mean? Just yeah, knowing how to operate in an efficient manner on an interstate, you know what I mean? And also that, so the worst person I would never ride with was Tracy Smothers. So yeah. I would love the ride and the conversation, but you know, if we're just going to sit and talk, you might want to set the cruise. And so, I don't know, you don't have to, but set the cruise. And so, that way we're not doing 75 and then 32 and then 68 and then 12. Okay. And then, and also in between all those, every time you pass a cow pasture, there's your family. Every time, there's your family. Hey, say, see that house up there? That dude don't give a crap if we draw tonight. Tracy, I miss him, man. He was the greatest. He was an honorary Armstrong, man. For sure. But yeah, so Bob Armstrong, best wheelman. Tracy Smothers, I'd just say worst driver. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to put anything negative on Tracy. He was a great human being.
Dog.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Here's the best part.
Okay.
Spring has sprung, my friends.
Oh, I love the sound of this.
And that means our friends over at Manscaped, the leaders in below the waist grooming, have the best tools for some spring cleaning in your pants.
And wait, where? Spring cleaning in your pants?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Trust me, your confidence will be blooming like the flowers. Look your best this spring and join the other 8 million men who trust Manscaped. Use code DOGG.
Before I got my Manscaped, I looked like I fell down on a blooming onion. I don't even know if that was funny, but it made me laugh so genuinely hard I had to repeat it. Okay, so this stuff's good.
For mine, I look like I passed out in the sand. You could brush it off if you want. Sporadic, splotchy.
Oh, God.
That over there.
Okay, I
got
to take
it. But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Now I've got confidence. I got the Manscaped, all right? And over 8 million other men trust Manscaped. All you got to use is code DOGG.
8 million men. DOGG.
You get 20% off, and how much is shipping?
Free.
Yeah, free at manscaped.com. Hey, dog, we just got that brand new trimmer, son.
You did?
Yeah, just got the
I did too. In the mail like yesterday. Yeah. Super excited because I now have one for the house and one I can take on the road with me. So that's because look, nothing worse than going to meet the venue vice president and shaking hands. And he says, my God, son, what's that in your nose? And I go, I'm sorry, sir. That's just hair because I'm old. And then now I don't have to do that anymore. I can manscape with the weed whacker, those nose hair out of there. Yeah, the old weed whacker.
And plus, like you mentioned it earlier in the show, proprietary skin-safe technology that's going to reduce those nicks and the cuts and the tugs and the snags and the bleeding.
Those snags and tugs make me cringe just at the word.
Well, that's why I used to didn't want to do it. I'm like, who wants to go through that torture? And now, and I'm good. I'm looking good because no one, have you ever met anyone who went, man, I love nose hairs? No, nobody's ever been in love with nose hairs and thought they were attractive, my friend. And that's why you need the new weed whacker and plus all the stuff that comes with it. We know it. The crop preserver ball deodorant, the crop reviver ball toner. That's right. Ball deodorant can change your life. Yes. It's getting warm. Gentlemen, it's getting warm. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, drain the swamp.
Get the preserver ready to go. And if you purchase now, you're going to get the two free gifts, the performance boxer briefs and this travel bag that you live by, dog.
Yes, I do. I travel with it. Be quite
honest. Shed travel bag, and always use the right tools for the job. Head to their website and check out all the tools to help you upgrade your hygiene routine.
Yep.
All you got to do is use code DOGG at manscaped.com. You're going to save 20% off and free shipping
free
with
shipping.
The code
DOGG.
Dog at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. And we thank Manscaped for sponsoring Amen. This episode and for making us look handsome for our trophy
Yeah,
wives.
You want to be cool, don't you?
You want to be cool? All right,
question.
Let's ask yourself that question. Let's get back into this. Our Twitter feed, at You Didn't Know Pod. Ben Martin hit us up and said, Dog, besides the USWA versus SMW feud, the only time your dad was a villain was when he turned on Ron Fuller in his NWA title match with Ric Flair. How was it to see your dad as the bad guy where he slapped Brad and announced Charlie Platt? How much heat did he have in the arenas?
Yeah, so... He had a ton of heat, and it was the one time that he was a heel, and they just and I mean he had the t-shirt that said all this and brains too, and it was really tight on him, and he always looked great, you know, and so he was jacked. He had like a mustache he grew, and this was back in the day, so he could smoke cigarettes on TV. He had a long gold filter that he put his cigarette in, and he smoked his cigarette, and he was such an a-hole, and he had a woman named Fannie Mae Titwiller that he made. It was a made-up person. But that was the person that was behind that bought me this gold-tipped cigarette holder right here. She is a $25,000. And Fannie Mae Titwiller. Yeah, it was – so now when I – you know, looking back on it, it was so awesome because it was so out of character from who his character was. He was – John Cena of the South, you know what I mean? Like, he was the say the right thing, stand up for what you believe in, babyface. And so this was a first for people, fans of his in the South that go, holy mackerel. And yeah, he did slap Brad. He did snatch Charlie Platt and threw him down, I think. And Charlie actually spoke at Dad's funeral. Great friends. Yeah, great friends and have been forever. And Charlie's a great man. A lot of respect for Charlie and the Fullers, too, because they all ran that place with my dad. My dad was part owner of Southeastern and Continental and all that. So they all worked together and ran that company together. And it saw some great times. It was really cool for me to see my father being a bad guy, but it was also uncomfortable because people still believed, you know? And so I'd go to school and there was a period of time where they'd go, yeah, your dad's an a-hole, you know what I mean? Or whatever. And it was different because I'd never had that. It was always cool because dad was the good guy. And right. Like, hey, my dad's a good guy on top over here in the wrestling thing. And so this time he was on top all right, but he was a bad guy. And it was fun to watch. Very cool. That guy knew this too. That stuff you can go back and dig through and find, and it's gold, man. It's some promo gold came out of heel Bob Armstrong.
I know Smoky Mountain was on the network for a while. I'm not sure if it's
still
is.
Yeah, I don't think it still is. When it changed to Peacock, they lost a few things. And I could be wrong about that, but
yeah, because when it was on the network, I ran through them. It was such good, so much talent, by the way.
Oh, my Lord.
Incredible amounts of talent.
And just working at a high school gymnasium. Yeah, you know what I mean? Just do it. But man, because a high school gymnasium is a little bitty building with 500 people in there, and that's cool. You know what I mean? That's punk rock. That's it. Ain't the only way to get better than that is to be in a building with 5,000. You know what I mean? But anywhere in between, it don't matter. It's like, oh, well, okay. You know what I mean? But like when it's in a small, tight building like that, where everybody's right around you and right on top of you, it feels good. The acoustics are good. It's very personable. So, like for me, that was very important to have that and to work on like my improv. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we can talk about a wrestling match and do 900 things that we talked about in the back. Or we can go out there and play and listen to these people and see which direction they lead us in. And then, and so it was very cool for me to kind of break in when I did, because it was still kind of the last bastion of wrestling, you know what I mean? Before it went to the way of, let's see how many things we can do in this 10-minute match. And hopefully, hopefully one of us will get injured.
Ryback's OnlyFan hits us up on Twitter at You Didn't Know Pod.
He can't be the only fan. I'm a fan of Ryback.
He claims he is. Well, is this you? Did you send your own question in?
It might be me. Let's hear it.
He said, how did it feel to be the NWA champion and head of state? For those that don't know, 2003 head of state film directed, written, and starring Chris Rock. Bernie Mac was in it.
Yep.
And dog, you.
There I am laying. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm laying in the back right turnbuckle as Ron and Don Harris and Truth, and I think that's Truth, and Jeff, and then my brother Scott's the referee, all kick the crap out of Chris Rock or the stunt double that's laying down getting stomped on.
You were the first celeb to slap Chris Rock.
Yes.
You did it way before Will Smith.
Hey, have you seen the Netflix Chris Rock stuff?
I have not.
I haven't either. I heard it was Wolfie D, a buddy of mine from PG-13 fame, told me it was awesome, and he really, really lambasted Will Smith. Yeah.
I already went hard.
Yeah, me too. And why not? He knows he can't get in here. You know what I mean?
This time, yeah. Next time he's going to be watching.
I got to catch
that. How fun was that to shoot? Was it fun?
Oh, yeah, it was fun. And we shot it there with the people in the crowd and everything. And it was, so it was, yeah, it was what it was. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a huge production, but it was a movie that made. And then me and my brother would get paid like 18 cents every 3 months for a while that happened. And we hadn't got one in a while, but for a while we would get some money every now and then. And I'd call him and go, hey, did you get $9? I only got 890. What?
Well, here's what we got to figure out. We got to find Dub City documentary, and then we got to find Head of State, and we get both of those residuals cranking back up.
Okay. You know? Yes. Yes.
That's what we need.
Because I wrote the jingle for Nub City.
Really? What was it?
Nub City. Where's my friggin' arm? Nub City. Something like that. I mean, it's a work in progress.
My mom, Peg, she volunteered to lose her leg.
Oh, we paid. Why'd she clip my pinky finger? She cut off my pinky. Well, now
we
just
paid
a boy.
Off a condo. They were using the injury. How much to cut off your pinky right now? $10,000?
My dad cut it off for nothing. My dad's pinky, he had, you know what that's called? Whatever that's called, that thing where you can't straighten out your...
Oh, yeah.
And so the guy said, we can do this and reattach the tendons and do all that. And he said, can you just cut it off at that knuckle? And he said, and I'm telling you the dead truth. He said, yep, we sure can. And 4 days later, maybe 2 days later, my dad is in the gym working out again with this half of his pinky gone. Because he wasn't going to not go to the gym while the other surgeries healed. So he said, cut this off. And we'll go from there.
OMG.
So he could work out, because with that thing, it was getting in the way of him grabbing and pulling and throwing iron around.
Michael Double M hit us up and said, I knew this day would come again. Who in the creative team popped in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, saw the ballas, the ballas, and said, that's Judgment Day right there.
Well, it must have been Dom, I guess.
Let's look at the ballas versus.
Yeah, can we do a split
look
screen?
Look at that.
Yeah, the ballas are kind of cool. Are they ballers? Huh? Is it ballers? Whoa!
No, it's,
but
it's
now these ballers. Guys right here. That looks
Judgment Day.
Yeah,
son.
That's scary. The other guys, I think these guys are harder.
Yeah,
as far as prison etched
that's
in stone.
That's a good faction. I'm not sure where the ballas are today. Mm-mm. Probably the indie circuit somewhere.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. They're working with the Insane Clown Posse at the Gathering.
What is it? What's the name? The Juggalos. The Gathering of the
yeah,
Juggalos.
Yeah, the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Lindsay the Cupcake Girl hit us up.
Hey, Lindsay.
At Brian R.D. James, at the Casio Kid. who was your favorite wrestler as a kid besides your dad? And who was the one wrestler you got starstruck from meeting for the first time?
Mm. So Brad was the answer. Brad was my favorite wrestler. Look, I love my dad, and I love my, but Brad really, like, I don't know, just how he did it was so beautiful. It was the first person that taught, that made me think of it like an art form. You know what I mean? It was, to me, it was a lot of fighting back and forth until Brad got in there and started. I don't know. It was just incredible what he did. And who did I get? I'll tell you who my first big fan moment was with Wahoo McDaniels. McDaniel. I don't know if there's...
How old were you?
We lived in... So I had to be in fourth grade. I had to be in fourth grade because we moved in the fifth grade down to Pensacola. So we still lived in Marietta, Georgia at the time. And I had his picture on my wall. And my dad took it, and they rode together one time. And he came home. My dad took it and had him sign it. And it was a big deal to me.
Nice.
It was such a big deal that I have no idea what that thing is now. but it was, he was my first, like, I don't know that I was starstruck. And because a lot of the times Dad would come over, people would come over, and it was just people from TV, and I was just a kid. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really have a grasp of, oh, my God, this is Wally McDaniels, who played professional football, and now he's the NWA heavyweight champion, and now he's, I didn't have that. I didn't understand that at the time, the weight of that dude. But I knew I loved him. You know what I mean? Yeah. I knew I thought he was a bad A, and I liked that about him.
Uncle J89 hit us up. He said, hey, dog. I asked this of Jake's on the Snake Pit as well, so he wanted to ask you, if you could show your grandkids only one match of your career, what match would that be? Thanks for the question, Uncle Jay.
Man, great question. Yeah, that is a great question. And look, I don't think I got an answer right now, and I'll tell you why. One of my matches in 10 years. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
Look, I've probably watched one sooner than that here or there and not thought about it and seen a clip on video or something. But so as far as like the one match where I thought this was our best match, I don't know that I have one that I feel that way about.
Okay.
I know I feel the way I feel about the dumpster match because it was like, a huge jumping off point for us. And it was the biggest payday I ever received up until that point. You know, a big match for us, beating the Road Warriors. I'd probably show them that, to be quite honest. I'd probably show them okay. Us beating the Road Warriors of I got there. I got an answer. Because that, I think, would be – their match would not be a Matt Classic, but none of mine were. And so it's the biggest win we probably ever got, and that was pretty cool.
James Grunberg says, dog, did Owen Hart ever pull a rib on you? And don't know if – I don't know if you and Cassio are going to do a full Owen Hart episode, but what was the atmosphere like at the Raw is Owen show? For those that don't know, this was a special episode of Monday Night Raw, May 24th, 1999, St. Louis, Missouri. A lot of people call it Raw is Owen. It is the official Owen Hart tribute show. What did you think of that night, dog?
That night was hard.
Heavy.
That night was real, real heavy, man. And look, they said, and I don't know if, I'm sure this cat remembers because he brought it up, but I don't know if everybody does. And I went out there with Godfather, who they said, hey, you guys are supposed to work tonight, blah, 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 but you can do whatever you want to. And I said, well, I don't want to have a match, do you? And he said, no. And I said, we'll go out there and cut a promo, and I can fill you 5 minutes or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, we'll... So that's what we did. And we went out there and we literally said, just don't feel right. I don't remember verbatim how the promo went, but the gist of it was, I don't want your hose and I don't want to wrestle. I want to go backstage and I want to burn one down and I want to tell some Owen stories. And he said, I'm cool with that. And we walked out together. You know what I mean? And it was, that was me personally getting to kind of do whatever I wanted to about as far as Owen was concerned. And look, I didn't want to go out there with just me and go, I wanted to keep wrestling creative a little bit but talk about Owen. So that's what we did. But that day was hard, man. They did some interviews with talent throughout the day, that aired periodically, and man, it was difficult to get through. And you know, it's still hard to think about, just because Owen. You always look for you got your own point of personal reference, right? Like, I got my point of reference. I'm a second generation wrestler. So there's things about Owen that I immediately grasp onto, and things that he had children. He was building a new house on the lake. I was going through all the same things. Like, it was, I don't know. It was, and we rode together, and did he ever pull any ribs on me? 100 a day, but they're not like a classic rib where you set it up and there's this big thing. It's little things all day long. You're literally driving to the town with a fan who Owen said, no, you jump in, you can ride with us. You don't have to rent a car. Okay, awesome. Well, then Owen persists to tell the guy to go the wrong way for an hour, and he doesn't care that he's riding in the wrong way for an hour too. Then he'll be driving and he'll pull the emergency brake up on the car while you're driving. Like, I mean, so it's just one thing after another. You get out and you go in the store, and Owen goes behind somewhere and goes, look, it's Road Dog Jesse James. You know what I mean? And so it's nonstop,
right.
Or it was nonstop with him. But it was never, I got mad at him and Davey Boy one time, but it was because I was screwed up on drugs. And because you can't get mad at Owen, because none of it's mean-spirited. It's all in fun. And the beautiful part about it was he didn't mind ribbing himself to rib you, to mess with you. And yeah, he was a great dude, and he's sorely missed by a lot more than just me, that's for sure.
David Rolick, hit us up. Let's keep going. Since we're talking about Owen, he has another Owen question. He said, this is very interesting, is there any truth to the game character was originally going to be for Owen instead of Hunter? Have you ever heard anything about that?
Never heard that.
Okay.
And I feel like the game... Time to play the game. Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard that. I'm sorry.
You never heard any buzz about it?
Not one, because I thought the game was from a creation of Hunter's. So right. I don't know. Maybe he created it with someone else in mind, but I doubt that. So anyway, I never heard of that.
Okay. Kev hit us up at You Didn't Know Pod. Who came up with the ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls thing?
I
love it.
Well,
and
Michael
often
Buffer
use it. He said, I love it and often use it myself. Hope you don't sue me for it, LOL.
No, I won't.
F316.
Yeah, as long as Michael Buffer doesn't sue me. Because, look, that's what I think. It kind of comes from, you know, Michael Buffer, the ringmaster, as a ladies and gentlemen, you know what I mean? Boys and your children of all ages. So it's just I guess I put it all together, but I think it's a conglomeration of a lot of, it's a Frankenstein of famous verbiage, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I would kind of also use, and I just stated this on Twitter too, songs are a cheap cultural relevant pop that you can get. And so I would always try to add a song or a city, if the city's in the name of a song or something, you know what I mean? It was just put some crap together that people recognize and see if they'll follow you. You know what I mean? Like, it was so much fun. So nobody really came up with it, but I guess it was my baby, my monster of
you put grabbing. The puzzle pieces together.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I did. And but it was all by accident. Like, none of it was, you know what I mean? I think in the wrestling world, if anybody goes, yep, that's what we meant to do, and that's how it happened, I think they're full of crap. Because I just think things happen, and things are organic and happen and catch on. And next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. It wasn't by design. You know what I mean? Like, it was this caught on and got cool. Yes, you brought that to the table, and your person brought this character to the table, or this characteristic of you, this extension of you to the table. So yes, you get credit for that, but man, you just throw a bunch of crap at the wall. And if something sticks, you go like, okay, yeah, that worked. I'll stick with that one. You know what I mean? But 9 times out of 10, you go, womp, womp, womp. And it's just not great.
Speaking of, since he won't see this, our producer just sent us a message that said he's going to throw crap at a wall. He's went to the bathroom. So he's gone right now.
We should talk bad about him.
Yeah. Marcus is pooping. Marcus is pooping. Marcus
he's
is
so
pooping.
Stupid.
Marcus is okay, here we go. Jennifer Ducky Weddle.
Oh, I know her.
You know Ducky?
From Twitter, yeah.
Said, if you could wrestle anybody new and up and coming, or wrestle somebody again for one last match,
I answered this earlier. This was her question. Okay. That I literally think I tagged Marcus in and said we should answer this on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Because didn't we talk already about Billy and me against his kids?
Yeah.
That was my answer to that, to when she asked that or answered that. And so I'm sorry, Ducky, that I answered it earlier. But
what if you did a one-on-one with somebody up and coming?
Ooh.
Not necessarily your last match. We're just saying, who, if you got back in there, who'd you like to go with?
I'm really loving Austin Theory.
Yeah.
Like, I really am. I think he's a great athlete. I think he's talented. I think he takes good bumps. I think his work's believable. Like, I'd really, I think about it from my 53-year-old mindset of who's going to take care of me. You know what I mean? And who can work circles around so nobody realizes I'm old and fat. You know what I mean? Like, so that's how I'm looking at that. But look, I would have loved to have worked, with Harley Race. Like, I would have loved to, when I was New Age Outlaw, 98, 99, I would have loved, I got to work with Terry Funk. So that's another one where it's just a fight. You know what I mean? And it feels good because you're not punching each other in the face and you're not, well, not all the time, and you're not poking each other's eyeballs out. But other than that, you're in a fight. You know what I mean? And you know you're in it, and you're in it willingly, and they are too. And it's, I don't know, man. It's cool. And so it was cool to do that with Terry Funk. I would have loved to have done it with Harley Race.
By the way, go to our boxofgimmicks.com, and you can get the Let's Go Kill Terry Funk t-shirt.
Oh, the t-shirt, which is, yeah. And we'll stop right there and tell the story, because the t-shirt says Let's Go Kill Terry Funk, and that was an actual conversation that Billy Gunn and I had before the dumpster match was, I don't think we called him Terry Funk. I think we said mother something or other. but it was for real, because as hard as you hit him, he just hit you harder. And so it was like, okay, now we're just going to kill him. Like, we're just going to kill the guy.
He's going to kill us back. Kill him.
And truth be told, we couldn't kill him. I know Matt Hardy talks about being stronger than death, but my friend, there's only one who is that, and it is Terry Funk.
And
Jesus,
maybe.
I think. I'm sorry.
Michael Colin Collingwood Mag says, mm-hmm. Why didn't you use the Armstrong name in WWE?
That's interesting. I'm torn about that still too, to be quite honest with you. I was proud of being Brian Armstrong 100%, but that's not who they wanted up there. It was going to be somebody different. And so I went with I was the New Age Outlaw, Jesse James Armstrong in USA, or USWA, excuse me, in Memphis. And so I just went with the Jesse James, the double J. It was kind of the story they were telling. So it was Jesse James. And you know what I mean? Like, it just wasn't meant to be. It wasn't written in that way. And so I don't know. I like the fact that look, no question about it. I got into this business because my last name was Armstrong. Now we'll get past that. I think I made something of myself in this industry, not under the name Armstrong. So I'm proud of that too. Like, I stood on my own and have a career that we're speaking about still. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very proud of that. But I'm also very proud of the fact that I'm an Armstrong. More proud than about the success of my career, that's for damn sure. But it just wasn't meant to be. It wasn't written that way. And so, you know, creatively we went in a different story. Everybody, I think, knew that, you know, that knows, hey, I'm Bob Armstrong's baby boy. And I wasn't half bad. I wasn't half good either. But
Big Mike Radio wants to hit us up and said, if you could choose, which current WWE superstar would you love to cover your runaway smash hit with my baby tonight?
Oh, I'll tell you the truth, and I don't know if this is a superstar or not, but Samantha Irvin, the ring announcer,
really
got pipes, bro.
What?
Got golden pipes. And I'll tell you where you can find out about this. Oh, it's not this Sunday, but it is as we sit now. at Madison Square Garden, she's going to sing the national anthem. I heard her sing at NXT. She's got pipes, bro. She can go. She's soulful. She's young. So she's going to sing the national anthem for us. And we're going to see how we go from there. But I'd love to do a duet with her because she's got a great voice.
How about that?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool because it's a live event and I'm in charge of live events. And I said, hey, can you sing the national anthem at Madison Square Garden?
She's excited.
Are you serious? I said, yeah, I'm serious. She's excited, man. I'm excited. Yeah. Because look, what I want to do eventually is have a person, and maybe it's a person wins a contest, or maybe it's a person who sends in a video of themselves singing or something. We haven't ironed out all the details yet, but I would like a local singer from each town to sing the national anthem in the live event of their city when we come to their town. And so we're in the process of trying to figure out how to do that. I just think that's super cool. You know what I mean? Not only is it the national anthem, so there's something there too, but it's a local person, maybe a local celebrity, a local disc jockey like yourself. Like if you could sing the national anthem, you can?
Yeah, I nail it.
Okay. Well, see, that's something I'm interested in. We come back to Huntsville, something I'm interested in.
Okay.
And by nail it, you mean sing the words out loud?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't feel.
The bombs bursting in air.
Oh, my God. You are good.
Gave proof.
Okay, just stop. Stop. I said you were good. Man. Okay. You're going to ruin it.
I told
the Usos when they were young.
A little
bit of dancing. Not too much dancing. Dance, punch. Not too much. Don't just do a whole routine out there.
Right.
Don't just do a floor routine out there.
I had one more line in me and then it was coming off.
You hit those two really well. I was trying to help you and shut you down after
that's
that.
That's why I started there. That's the good lines I got. I can know.
I'm telling you, Huntsville.
Hey, everybody should send videos to Dog.
Here's his personal phone number.
Yeah. No, just send them on social media, hashtag Dog Panther, and we can get that going, son.
Yeah, I love it.
Everybody send him clips. Angelo Fazio, the Lofaz.
Bro, he wrote Raw for years.
Lofaz,
and all the Freddie Prinze, all those guys were around about the same time. Lofaz is actually friends with Macaulay Culkin, and so we got to see him every now and then. But yeah, Foz is an old friend of mine, man.
Hey,
he wrote some of the great punk stuff.
Did he?
Early on, yeah.
Hey, because I forget, I'm going to get this confused, but who was the guy? Who was the guy y'all pointed to in New York? He said he's got that gas. You can smell.
So I don't remember who the guy was. It was just briefer in that building. Like I thought, you can't. I know pot's legal, but can you smoke it like on the front row? Like holy crap! At
somebody and said no, it's him. And you went, okay? I forgot who it was, but it wasn't the Lofaz.
No. Okay. It wasn't Lofaz.
Here's what he's got. You're stranded on a deserted island.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one food, the one movie, and one person you'd pick to have with you on the island?
Man, that's a great question. And look, the answer is my wife with the person.
I knew that was coming.
Nobody knows me like her. Nobody, you know what I mean? Even if I don't have the most fun with her all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I still want it to be her.
She knows you.
She's my best half. You know what I mean? So I got to have that. She's not watching the movie either way, so I can pick whatever movie I want. she's not even going to be sitting down in there with me. She'll be working. And then, anyway. So I'm going to say, I mean, it's going to get old no matter what movie. But I love the movie The Campaign. With Zach Galifianakis and Will Ferrell.
Really?
Yes. It's such a guilty pleasure that it's so unsung. There's so many funny spots in it that I don't even think are supposed to be funny. You know what I mean? That I just laugh at. That it's just one of those that I could watch every day and laugh at the same crap every day.
And then what food? You get one food.
Man.
That's tough.
It is a tough one, man.
I mean, can you just go pizza? Does that count?
That's kind of what I was thinking, too, just because it's like, okay, at least it's kind of everything. You're going to get sick of it all, right? So
yeah. But if I got an endless supply of, like, pizza base, like the sauce and the crust and the cheese, and then I can go, well, I can catch me a lobster on this deserted island, have pizza, or I can have coconut pizza. I don't know what we're doing here.
Yeah, I might kind of kill them. Like, if there's another person on there, I might kill them, cook them up. You know what I mean?
That's your wife.
Oh, yeah, not her. I meant, like, if there's...
It could be Nub City. She's still got all her fingers.
Look, she's a heck of a cook. If anybody can make
thigh
taste good, it would be her.
I mean, you got extra to cut off of. We can make some thigh.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be fine. I'd be fine.
E-Hills 10 hit us up and says, was it much fun recording the Are You Serious episodes with Josh Matthews as it was watching them? You guys were hilarious.
Yes. So, yes, it was that much fun. It was more fun to me. And Josh is a great friend of mine, doing really great things at Impact Wrestling right now. Just a great guy that I actually entertain hanging out. I'm entertained by him and by hanging out with him. And so we had a blast doing that show. And it was also just the stupidest, silliest stuff. It's this podcast, but it was on the internet or something. I don't even know, but it was totally this podcast. If we would just, they would talk about things like, oh, look what this happened. Remember when this happened on TV and it was Jake the Snake doing something, you know what I mean? And then I would just, you know, it was just, we just had a good time with it. And so, I did have a great time doing it. I wish I could still do something similar because I think there's still an audience for something like that. It's basically Mystery Science Theater 3000 with wrestling. You know what I mean?
You say, are you serious a lot? You know that?
That's what I've noticed
with this show. You'll go, are you serious?
Maybe that's what the name of our show should be, but there's probably some kind of trademarking issue there.
John, by the way, John Davis, while we're on the topic, he sent us in. He's at JD Call Me.
Yeah.
He said, who did the voice for Puppet H, and will they ever come out of retirement? If people don't know, back on Are You Serious, Puppet H was this puppet that was supposed to be resembled.
It's Hunter. It looks exactly. What do you mean? It's uncanny.
I just wanted to make sure. He made games. He challenged you.
Yep.
He really liked intimidating.
So the voice, Josh. Oh man, Justin.
Who is it?
It's Justin. Is his first name? I may be wrong about that.
Was he a wrestler?
No, he was a writer. He was a writer for .com. And then he was a writer in the writer's room for a little while.
Nice.
And he was the voice, and he wrote the show, Are You Serious? And so he would write the show and write jokes in there that you could do or you didn't have to. But he was a really funny guy and a really nice guy. I'm pretty sure his first name was Justin, but I can't think of his last name.
Come on!
I can't. I'm sorry.
You can get heat for this.
Yes, I will, but maybe somebody will know it.
He came back and did some appearances on the Edge and Christian show.
That totally reeks
of awesomeness.
Yes. He was still working here and still writing some of that stuff for them. Yeah, it was really fun. It really was a good time. We did some stuff with Vince and Vince's office and stuff. It was cool.
AZ, he hit us up. He says, Dog, would love to hear your thoughts on Cody Rhodes' journey. And your thoughts on his comeback.
Man, incredible. I mean, what a journey. And look, I know in his mind, he probably sees the stardust and all that stuff as a negative, but I didn't. I was writing some of that stuff, and I felt like it was a progression in his, to me, it opened him up to do different things and try different things and opened his mind a little bit from a character standpoint, which when he came back to being Cody Rhodes, son of a plumber, you know what I mean, or whatever, grandson of a plumber, he was more comfortable at it. And I honestly think it's that journey that has led him to where he's at right now. Look, his comeback is incredible. Creatively, it's a gold mine. You know what I mean? And anybody writing a show would love to have him on it. So yeah, I'm in awe of his meteoric rise, and I respect it, and I'm happy for him as a human being. Because look, I think he, in his life, he wanted to be a top guy in a company, and I think he's been that, and I think he can still be that. And so we'll see what the future holds for Cody, but man, it's bright from here.
Hey, look, guys, serious deal. Sometimes in your journey, you find yourself getting in debt a little bit. Maybe finances get a little out of whack. Well, maybe it's time to call our buddy Conrad Thompson. He can consolidate all your debt, or you just need a refinance on the house, getting a new house, whatever the case may be. You need to check out our buddy Conrad Thompson, and he's here to tell you how you can save with Conrad.
As an adult, don't we all miss spring break? Nothing like taking a week off from all your responsibilities. Well, here's the next best thing for adults, a spring break from house payments. SaveWithConrad.com can help you get rid of all your credit card debt just like that. We're routinely helping our listeners save $500, $600, $700, even $800 a month. And you don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to do this, but check this out, no house payments for 2 months at SaveWithConrad.com.
All right, dog, back to our Twitter feed, at Brian R.D. James, at the Casio Kid. Big Sexy Nash. I'm not sure if it's the real one or not.
Okay, well, I'll tell you in 2 seconds.
Okay.
Go ahead.
He says, do you think anyone from NXT has the chance to succeed on the main roster? Okay.
And 100%. I think there's probably six guys and gals down there right now that are going to make it to the main roster. And I mean guys and gals you've seen on TV. There's probably 90 girls and guys you ain't seen yet. And so that, you know, it's a
never-ending story.
He did clarify. He says they need to become an A-plus talent, dog.
Okay. All right. Well,
still the same number.
So no, not the same number. I didn't hear the A plus part. I thought I heard make it to the main roster.
Well, first.
I definitely think there's one woman and one man that I think will have no problem doing that, and we're going to see them both doing it in the future. And I think that's Bron Breakker and Zoe Stark.
Oh, that's a good duo right there.
Yeah.
Good duo. And guess what?
Bron Breakker gets better every time I see him. More comfortable. Holy mackerel. The kid's been wrestling 2 years. You know what I mean? Think about that. I was there when he came, started at the PC. Like, yeah, he's just an anomaly. Just like his brother, or his father and his brother was. You know what I mean? That just like they were, he is that now. And he's learning how to do all this other stuff, and it's really cool to watch him grow. Promo, he's getting comfortable at, far leaps and bounds ahead of his uncle and father, for sure. I don't think they would argue with that, by the way. They would probably beat me up either way, but they wouldn't argue with it. I think Breakker, and I think, I think those are just two. I think there's some I'm leaving out. I think Nikita Lyons, she's out with an injury right now. She could be an A-plus star at wrestling, an A-plus star at dancing, an A-plus star at singing, an A-plus star. Like, she's the cat's pajamas, dog. And so when she gets healthy and gets back at it, you're going to see big things out of her too.
Big fan of Nikita Lyons. Yeah.
Well, I don't understand. The trepidation.
She's a beautiful lady.
Okay, I get what you're
beautiful
saying.
Beautiful lady.
Yes, and, agreed.
And you're correct. Every time she's tried to do something, she did it.
Yeah.
She can do whatever throw at her.
A personal story is I was sitting there and I said, hey, so just wrap something for me. And this was in promo class, like she's standing up in front of me and a couple other people. And I go, yeah, okay, so you can sing and wrap something for me. She just busted out, dude, did a whole song and danced to it and worked the table.
Come on.
And dude, it was, and I just went, almost like you singing earlier, I wanted to cut her off because I just thought, oh, God, I didn't know you were going to bust out an actual routine. But she did, and it was good. You know what I mean? And so it was like, man, this girl, she blew my mind. And it's just she's cocky and confident yet really humble. You know what I mean? Like she's a young, beautiful woman, like you said, and I think her future is really bright.
Jason, hope this isn't his phone number. Jason 687-72835. He hits us up. He said, not a question, more of a thank you. I grew up watching Brad and Tim Horner tag on TBS. Brad was always one of my favorite wrestlers.
Look at Brad's hair.
Look at that. He said, I recreated that float over Russian leg sweep so many times in the backyard. Thank you to your family.
Yeah, well, thank you, man. It never gets old. People just going like, man, hey, thanks. I enjoyed watching y'all wrestle as a family. Like that feels better to me than anything in the world. You know what I mean? Like I love your family as a wrestling family. You know what I mean? Like that.
Awesome.
We weren't global as a family. We were Southern based, and it was kind of more. So it's we didn't get out there like the, you know, the Von Erichs kind of reached out beyond their region. So a lot of guys got national attention and then international attention, and my family didn't get that. But it feels really good to me on a personal level to think about my family as a wrestling family and the body of work that we've all done too. You know what I mean? None of us was like the world heavyweight champion or anything, but we've all made a living out of loving you and in the business. So,
all right. And let's get to the last question of the day.
Indeed.
Dog. Brian Dunlop 9 says, oh, you didn't know?
I was not aware.
You didn't?
MODOK 9.
You didn't know? Brian Dunlop 9.
Dunlop 9.
You said MODOK 9?
I'm not sure what I said. But yes, I was not aware. I was unaware. Therefore, I reached out to someone.
Okay.
And that someone informed me. Therefore, I now know and no longer need to call anyone.
That's it. You're done.
And that's it.
All right.
And heart out in 10 for people can pick. Oh, sorry. I just read things. When you put them up on there, Marcus, I just read it, you know?
Well, here's what's going to happen. Do you have a thankful minute? We didn't even talk about it.
Look, you can give. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do Top Dog, thankful minute, and then we're going to get out of here. All
okay,
right?
Okay, cool. Cool.
Here we go. Top Dog. If you don't know this, if this is your first time listening, first of all, thanks. Where you been?
Thank you.
Appreciate you joining us.
Welcome.
Top Dog, I give you 3 sports entertainers. You tell us, are you a better sports entertainer than that one? Here we go. Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yes. I am a better wrestler, too. look, okay. I'm sure I didn't have quite the connection as the Ultimate Warrior did to this little to his little warriors. But yeah, I'm better than him.
All right, here we go. Deep cut for you. Waylon Mercy.
Oh, that is a deep cut, dude, because he is, I'm so scared of him in
Look
real
at
life.
Him. Of course, he's based off of Robert De Niro in Cape Fear.
Yeah, out of Cape Fear.
Look
but,
at
but
that.
But the real man himself is far scarier than De Niro in Cape Fear.
Little Dan Spivey.
Dan Spivey? He played for the Georgia Bulldogs. He played pro ball for a minute. He beat the fire out of people in Japan for decades, and then he started. Then this is where he ended up. You know what I mean? So I was actually in when he was doing this character. I think I was the roadie, or either I'd just come back as the real Double J, but I just started in one of those two runs, and he was there. Dude, he's one of my greatest friends now, one of my greatest assets
really?
In the world, in my life of recovery. He's the guy that that brought me to it. You know what I mean? And I mean that, and 100% mean that. But am I better? Yes, I'm a better sports entertainer than him.
Than just Waylon Mercy. That's what
yes.
we're going with.
Yes. Don't ask me to go to Japan and have none of them Terry Gordy and him matches with Tsukita Matakuda and 6 other names I can't pronounce.
But sports like, entertainer.
Sports entertainer.
Waylon Mercy.
Road
yes.
Dog. Road Dog. Road Dog's the guy.
Oh, this is a good one. Last but not least, IRS.
Oh.
As we get closer here to tax time.
Can I tell you the truth?
Okay.
Mike Rotundo is a big, big man, and he was a shooter at Syracuse. You don't get to college shooting like Syracuse College on the right. wrestling team because you're not a good wrestler. So he terrifies me a little bit too, but not really because so funny and so nice and so, like, when we and him would be agents together, like, I always loved being an agent with Mike because he's just dry-witted, funny, and you also, like, he's also huge. You just feel safe with him, you know what I mean? Like, he's like 6'4", 6'5", you know, 300 pounds. He's just large, and he knows, I can just take you down anytime I want to, you know what I mean? So him and Dan Spivey both scare me. I don't know, but I'm going to say yes. I'm better. I'm
or
better
the IRS in particular.
Than specifically IRS. Because there was some young, him and Barry Windham when they first got, I forgot what their names were, when they first started in WWF at the time. Anyway.
Oh, they had a, yeah, who were they? They yeah, were big. They? That's going to be tough.
The Middle American Mafia.
I just made that up. American Mafia.
I just made that up. Maybe that's our name.
It's our name.
Okay.
Who were they?
U.S. Express.
U.S. Express.
Are you
sure?
You
were close, Middle American Mafia, by the way.
The U.S. Express, I thought, oh, no, that's the Can-Am connection I'm thinking of. My bad.
Can-Am connection.
Yeah, the U.S. Express.
All right. By the way, 3-0, that puts you back on the winning side.
I'm back on the winning side. At least I'm batting 700.
That was get you up there. Yep. And before we get out of here, we like to end our episodes with the thankful minute. We put 60 seconds on the clock. We spread positivity here in the social media world, and that is Dog giving us 1 minute of something he is thankful for. Let's get the clock rolling and go.
Well, look, I mentioned Dan Spivey and he kind of being pivotal in my road to and on recovery. Still involved in that. And so very, very thankful for Dan Spivey and thankful for recovery. But more than that, I'm thankful because Dan's teachings and his leadership has taught me to keep a proper perspective when things go awry. And so that's life lessons and that's stuff in my head. I can, you know, I have a lot of things going on in my head and we talk about this a great deal, but these things, these tools I've been given by Dan and others like him, let me navigate those crazy waters and talk myself down off some ledges that I put myself on. So I'm very thankful for a program of recovery that has kind of taught me how to live my life again. How much time does that say, by the
12
way?
12 seconds, 10.
And also thankful for Dan Spivey for introducing me to that world. Thank you for AA. I thank God for AA and A for God. That's all I got.
How about it? Another one in the books. Fun episode, man.
Yeah,
I agree.
I had a good time, too. I don't even want to go. Can we just stay here?
We did not get to everybody's. We will get to you.
Yes.
Either resend it or we save them if we can.
Yep.
And we'll get to everybody's as much as we can because we always appreciate y'all interacting with us. The Pod Pound is, they've been super fun jumping on board this train with us, Dog.
Yep, thank you guys very much, everybody behind the scenes at the show and all the fans. Thank you guys for sending your messages and sending your questions. And just keep your head above water, man. It's going to be a good week, no matter what day it is, no matter what time it is. You are in charge. You make the call. You are in control of you. Do you want to be happy today? If you do, be happy. If you don't, I got two words for you. Suck it.